News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Minister Simon Harris updated the Cabinet this week on plans to source cannabis that would be used for cannabis-based treatments. As you'd imagine, progress has been slow thus far. To discuss it, I'm joined on the line by Oliver Moran, who is the Green Party representative for Cork North Central. Oliver, you're very welcome to the programme. The Minister has talked about sourcing cannabis, accessing safe and accessible supplies of the drug for medicinal purposes. You must support that.
Yes. Entirely. Look, this week, as you know, I was on your program a couple of weeks ago discussing the same topic. So back then, I suppose, look, to clarify for your listeners, back then we were discussing about recreational use primarily. This is an entirely different ballpark. Because of the issues around medicinal use, it has, you know, very different questions, especially around the quality of the cannabis that's going to be sourced and how it's going to be sourced. And I presume that it was those questions that the minister was talking about. To give you the background to this, so it was last year there was a report by the Health Product Regulatory Authority that recommended that Ireland start a 5-year trial of medicinal cannabis. It recommended this would be in three areas, so people who have multiple sclerosis, people who are undergoing chemotherapy and experience nausea, and people who have very chronic epilepsy. And it will be a doctor-led service, so it wouldn't be the case that anybody could go out and buy whatever they want. It will be a case that with your doctor, you would discuss that you have gone through the usual things you've gone through. You've used up all the available options to you, and with your doctor, you've agreed that you're going to.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on the show, you know, to yourself and to others as well, about who might benefit from this type of thing and how it might be introduced. In terms of the timescale, people, though, suffering from some of those ailments that you mentioned and others would have thought, right, this is brilliant. I'm going to have access maybe to a type of treatment that I hadn't before. It's taking time, though, and it will take time to get up and running. Like in other countries, how do they access cannabis?
So the question of access to this kind of, you know, high quality medicinal cannabis really is the question. So there's when you're talking about medicines, you're obviously talking about, you know, very precise things. So you need to know exactly what is the chemical composition of the cannabis. You need to know how has it been grown, has there been pesticides used, these kinds of issues. So when you're sourcing this kind of cannabis, there are two main approaches. One is that you could import it. In the report last year, this is what the authority recommended, or at least said that it would be able to provide that through its international networks, it would be able to source the importation of cannabis.
And through international networks, is that big, like pharmaceutical companies who are now in on the game and are growing cannabis and cultivating it and producing it? Is that where you'd be sourcing it from?
That is exactly it. And the alternative to that is that you would grow here in Ireland, using those same international companies. Interestingly, about, I think it's January or February, Denmark were looking at this exact question. They initially were going to go with the importation route and then decided, actually, you know, this is a growing market. We can actually get in on this as an industry. And with the Canadian FDI, they have started growing, or they will start growing in Denmark for the same reasons that we're looking at it, and they'll be doing it with a view to exporting to the Scandinavian market and then with the excess exporting to the rest of the EU. And for me personally, look, the importation is certainly the quicker and easier option in some way.
Yeah.
But I think the growing of it really is where the opportunity is for Ireland, not only for patients here, but also as an economic initiative.
Are you talking about big commercial growing, like we have been talking about, led by the pharmaceutical companies? Are you talking about like the lad I used to know in college who used to go into his house and his closet was full of weed?
We're definitely talking about the pharmaceutical industry here. And that's where Ireland's strength is. I mean, Ireland has, you know, great strength in both agriculture and in pharmaceuticals. So I think we're actually very firmly placed to be able to capture this, you know, obviously we're going to be a very growing market, because really, when people talk about medicinal cannabis, it's only going up. You only hear of countries, you know, going and expanding this initiative.
So not only an opportunity for, I suppose, the patients who is who we mostly focus on this, but you're saying an economic opportunity for the country, for entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, I think so. Now, to get involved, look, I think we would have to look to FDIs like the Canadians in particular. Have been doing this for a while. There's a lot of expertise and knowledge out there. In the Denmark example, for example, they went 51% FDI versus state presence in it. In other countries, it's entirely state. For example, Italy, it's actually run by the military.
Okay.
But I think, look, given Ireland's position, I think FDI partnering with Canadian companies would probably be the best way to go. Following.
Yeah, we won't ask the Defence Forces to start growing it down the Curragh. Look, Oliver Moran, Green Party representative for Cork's North Central, all very interesting. Someone has got in touch on 53106 to say, I wish to have a public vote to legalise marijuana and we should call it the referendum. And that's Care from Cork. Care, thank you very much for that. We will be back in a moment.